Law enforcement, firefighters, and medical personnel from all over the state are converging on the hardest-hit areas of southwest Florida from Hurricane Charley. Alachua County Fire Rescue Chief Will May was deployed this past weekend to DeSoto, Hardy, and Highlands counties to help with search and rescue operations. He also helped to organize the emergency operations centers that had been evacuated or destroyed by Hurricane Charley. He says he couldn't help but reflect on the storm's original projected path when he observed the destruction there.
When I saw it, my first thoughts went back to the fact that we had prepared for this storm to visit us. We were really fortunate in that it turned. That first thought was like, we are certainly fortunate the storm didn't come our way because we would be experiencing these same things here in Alachua County. And it's really devastating. I mean, life has come to a stop. Government has pretty much come to a stop. I mean, there's no commercial, very little commercial business going on. Government is only in a emergency response mode. The businesses are not open. There's no place for people to go to work. Most everything is destroyed. There's hardly anything in that 20 to 25 mile wide swath that was the center of the storm that's not at least damaged.
Chief May says there are at least 700 miles of down power lines in DeSoto, Hardy, and Highlands counties, virtually shutting down the communities.
The hospitals don't have power. The municipal water systems in two cities, one of them being Sebring, are operating off of generator power. But there are no stores open. There's no way to pump gasoline. And on Sunday, they were actually removing all perishable foods from restaurants, from supermarkets and grocery stores, and even from homes. All of those perishable foods had begun to spoil, and they were taking them and burying them in the landfill.
Chief May says the power companies estimate it will be midnight August 24th at the earliest before power can be restored to those counties. Charlotte County is perhaps the hardest-hit Florida community from Hurricane Charley. Sergeant Jeff Johnson spent 4 days there. Johnson is in charge of the communications unit for the Clay County Sheriff's Department. Johnson, along with a group of dispatchers from his office, set out almost immediately after the storm when they had heard that the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office took a major hit from the storm. As the sun came up on Saturday, he could tell that virtually every building in Punta Gorda was damaged.
Well, just driving down there, there's not a single street sign. So, I mean, if they tell you to get off at exit number, whatever, 123, hopefully you got some idea of where that's at because there's absolutely no street signs. Matter of fact, they gave us the directions. You know, look for a blue roof that was upside down, make a right there, and you'll see a bunch of telephone poles snapped in half, and then you'll have to fork to the left there, and then just look for the only thing that's lit up out there by generators. The people that I took down there, they were just like, wow, look at that, oh my God, you know.
The first order of business for the crew was providing relief to overstressed Charlotte County officers.
We actually wound up, before it was all over with, just taking over for them because the individuals they had were just running off of adrenaline, and you can tell that they were crashing. Our people came down there, they became listeners, and let these people tell their story because everybody in that office had some tragedy happen to them. I mean, the one woman brought pictures of her house. It was gone. Anybody would listen, they would talk to them. And I think that was good therapy for them. So by the time we were leaving, they were actually smiling and a couple of them were telling jokes and things of that nature, just trying to put the memory of their demolished house behind them.
Johnson spent 4 days in Charlotte County. When his shifts ended, he drove an hour to a hotel room that had power, a luxury most residents of Charlotte County didn't have.
Things were very, very dark. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face in certain spots. So it was nice for their deputies, who, again, were also running off of adrenaline and got to talk. It was nice for them to have, you know, fresh eyes and, you know, somebody there that they know their backs being watched while they're out walking around just looking for looters. And there was a curfew down there from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., so anybody on the street definitely got stopped and, you know, taken home. The day I left, they were making arrangements where if you were caught on the street, you were going to be arrested. So things were getting pretty serious down there.
With homes decimated, no electricity, no running water, garbage piling up, animals roaming around, and tempers flaring, Johnson predicts things will remain strained for a while in Charlotte County.
It's going to be a mess down there for a while. Tensions are starting to raise. The calls for service that they were receiving, you know, we're dealing with people fighting and shooting at each other and things of that nature. So, you know, they got no place to stay, so of course tensions are going to run them up.
To help ease the tension, he says law enforcement officers from across the state are pouring in.
There was Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office down there, Metro-Dade, Sarasota. I mean, they were pouring in every day. New law enforcement agencies would show up and give these guys relief. And at first, you could tell they were like, well, we can handle this. This is our territory. And, you know, just a sense of pride. But by the time I was leaving, you could tell they were letting their guard down a little bit, letting people help. It was very difficult for them.
Johnson says he left his wife and child behind in Clay County when he left to help out in Southwest Florida. He had to miss his six-year-old's first day of school. He says he came back with a new sense of priorities.
It makes you realize priorities change. You know, like, it was funny, I came home and I was like, well, I got to cut my grass because it's long. I mean, these people don't even have a lawn anymore. You know, the priorities change.
Johnson's biggest hope is that people don't get a false sense of security about hurricanes. He points out how loss of life in Southwest Florida was minimal because most people followed orders to evacuate before Charlie made landfall.